Thank you very much. There will be two speech. The first one, just presentation of our research group in Yaoundé, Cameroon, and the second one, a more specialized talk. So my group in Cameroon, so that it is well known that almost all the phenomena in the universe are governed or by partial differential equations or by differential equations. And we are interested by all the steps of study of partial differential equations, from the existence of solution to the practical applications. We call that mathematical modeling and application. The research group has 22 members with one collaborator in France. Our objectives are to use through modeling, mathematical modeling, to study several kinds of natural phenomena. There are four principal steps. Look for existence of solution for the PDE, homogenization of PDE, numerical analysis, and practical application. Now, at each step, let's consider the first step, existence problem. It is the very first step where we must prove the feasibility, that is, do solution exist? It is the step of highly theoretical and purely mathematical study of PDE. And here one must sum up to get homogenization and numerical analysis. Now, in the second step, homogenization, it is a preparation step. It is a step where tools are performed for mathematical averaging in order to build equivalent systems suitable for numerical analysis. Because in general, we take PDE modeling phenomena with variable coefficient. It is quite impossible to make a numerical study. So homogenization try to replace this PDE by a PDE with constant coefficient, leading to solutions having the same microscopic property. It is an inevitable step. And then to the last step, numerical analysis, it is the step of concrete realization with practical application. Now, what is done at each step? The first step, existence theory. We first try to set up a functional framework to look for exact solution, to study continuous dependence of the initial data, look for stability, asymptotic behavior, geodesic completeness, energy condition. In the second step, the theory of homogenization was set up first on periodic phenomena. But it is clear that the natural phenomena are far from periodic. So we are trying to set up a theory beyond the periodicity. We call it deterministic homogenization. We just arranging a principle to be the Gelfand transformation and sigma convergence. Now, in the numerical analysis, you must begin back conception of the scheme, numerical resolution, algorithm of resolution, numerical convergence. And what we do this last year is high-performance calculation, conception of suitable scheme, algorithm of resolution for large size. Now, frequently asked the question is, what all of that serves to? How do you help people with what you do? This is why I take a concrete situation for application. Take, for instance, the town of Douala in Cameroon, which is an overpopulation industrial town, with Shenley town extension going faster than the policy of the government to implement the net of drinking water. You meet a lot of environmental problems with recurrent diseases like cholera and so on. How to provide drinkable water to these people? Now, if you look closely, first, it is a question of interaction between superficial water table and underground flow. But this is modulated by nonlinear PDE, which are elliptic indicators of permanent rate of flow and hyperbolic indicators of transitory. Second problem is that of pollution by chemical waste, used dirty waters, which is the transport phenomenon for which one has to measure the concentration of pollutant. It's modelized by nonlinear hyperbolic PDE. Now, what scientists as we can do? Just solve all these equations, master the ground water flow, and submit proposition to decision makers. Notice, for instance, that with the aid of geologists, we should be able to set up maps to indicate to the population where to dig exactly and find drinkable water. Another donor is meteorology, geosymmetric of the ground simulation of earthquake. Remember Fukushima, it was a question of asset coming far away from the ocean. Image assimilation for treatment, this question of oil, resolution of large size system. When you have a linear system, AX equal to B, in our mind, N is 2, 3, or 5. But we say that N belongs to N. So you can take it arbitrary large. Suppose you have to invert a 1,000 by 1,000 matrix. This needs a study. So you build good algorithm for it, something to localize eigenvalue for larger size structure. Work in progress at the moment. In the first step, we have 11 researchers. We are studying the Einstein equations, that is Bessel equation in GR, Vlasov equation, Boltzmann equation, Maxwell equations, Young-Mills equation, Higgs equation, wave equation, elliptic, hyperbolic, parabolic, PDE, complex system. If you, for instance, to Higgs equation, it went on that when we take as unit the modified Planck constant, the set of particles divide into two. The particle with the integral number of spin that are called bosons, and the particle with half an integral number of bosons. And a unification theory is tented by Kaluza and Klein. Let us say that the founder, Abdul Salam, of ICTP in Trieste, won the Nobel Prize on that item. About couplet system, suppose you couplet Einstein equation to Maxwell equation and to Boltzmann equation. You obtain the system which govern the collisional evolution of a kind of fast-moving particle under the gravitational and electromagnetic forces. Now, in the second step, homogenization, we are trying to make averaging on locally compact spaces, stochastic homogenization, stochastic sigma convergence, homogénéisation en manifold, that is new, reiterated homogenization, or leaks average. Now, in numerical analysis with seven observations, we are looking for convection and diffusion convection problems, finite element, finite volume, new method, numerical simulation for seismic wave, hard performance calculation or supercomputers with distributed memory. The publication this last year, let's see, the recent publication are about 50. As you can see, the result domain is so wide that nobody can pretend to be everywhere. So we had to choose what to do in it. I personally supervised the work on the first group with this 11 researchers. Professor Ngetsa supervised the work on homogenization, and Emmanuel Kamia, the work on numerical analysis. Is there that our French collaborator Bernard Philippe is? Thank you for your kind attention. Yeah.
Where did you get the data from for the water problem?
Yes.
Did you get data that somebody collected?
Yes, we work in collaboration with Polytechnical School. Yes.
So they dig boreholes?
That try to go with the student and see exactly what are the parameters to be considered. Yes.
Is there any influence on government?
It is not so sensible. It is not, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because it was a domain where we could be able to touch directly the population.
Right.
Yeah?
That was the same question.
But do you feel you are able to offer useful advice to the government?
We are able to do it. Now, but this needs a collaboration with geologists.
With biologists?
Geologists.
Geologists.
Yes, because that has a well mastery of the underground.
Yeah.
We just study things like dark sea velocity and so on. But they are able to say that after this you have that and so on.
Yes.
And so we complete the studies. Yeah.
So do you develop a lot of the numerical packages in-house? Do you develop them yourselves, or do you use a lot of commercial software?
In fact, it is not my work group. That is numerical analysis and application. I am in the first one.
Existence.
Existence.
There's no commercial packages for existence, right?
We make it all together because it is, in fact, the same study. On a line.
Yeah. But I think he's asking if you have to purchase software or do you write all your codes from scratch?
We take here the example of Douala.
Yeah.
Well, you can find all the town in Cameroon and in Africa with the same problems.
No, he's asking your computer codes.
Computers?
Do your researchers write their own
Yes,
codes.
We have. We have computers.
Or do you use packages? Like
no, we have computers. Yes, all of that.
You use packages?
Yes.
And
yes.
Write.
All of this language are used. Yes. So
let's move on to the next.
Yes. Now, the second work is a specialized work on the existence problem. We look for global solution for the Einstein-Maxwell-Boltzmann system on the Banking space-time with one of my students, Aisi. This is the plan we're going to follow: production, complex system, Boltzmann, Einstein, local existence, global, and conclusions. Physical motivation, but there is a mix up here. That is the complex Maxwell-Boltzmann systems governed in relativistic kinetic theory, the collisional evolution of a kind of fast-moving, massive and charged particle under the action of both the gravitational and electromagnetic forces. So physical phenomena occur in some media at very high temperatures, such as burning reactors, nebula galaxies, solar winds, and so on, where colliding particles or ionized gas evolve with very high velocity under the action of self-created gravitational and electromagnetic forces. And we consider the Einstein equation with cosmological constant, which is an appropriate mathematical tool to confirm some physical observations. This is the system. One is the Einstein equation, two and three, the Maxwell equation, and four, the Boltzmann equation in covariant notation. R, alpha, beta, R, lambda, F are well-known quantities. Q is the nonlinear, linear, elastic collision operator we introduce later. To such some people working on the related, we have these five, to which we add these five, also put these, also put that. Now, the element of our system. The background is a Banchita Wang space time, which is an immediate generalization of the Friedman Lemaître Robertson Walker space time, which is considered as the basic space time in cosmology. The unknown for the system are the metric G of Lorentzian signature, with two unknown components, A and B, which are subject to the Einstein equation, basic of general relativity theory, and which tell us about gravitational effects. The matrix read as five. In fact, we study an homogeneous phenomenon that is depending only on T and eventually on P for. The element, the right-hand side, which is called the stretch matter energy tensor, is given as the sum of these three tensors, where T, capital T, alpha, beta, defined by 6, a function of small f, whereas tau alpha, beta, which is called the Maxwell tensor, is generated by 7. Now, the Maxwell current, that is the right-hand side of 2, which is called the Maxwell current, is given by ACT. Now, the binary and elastic collision operator, it gives as the difference 9 between a Q plus and a Q minus. That are the expression in which sigma is a regular function of all the arguments. In that expression, P and Q stand for the momentum of particle before the shock. P prime Q prime stand for the momentum after the shock. The binary electric property saying that only two particles collide at a given position, at a given time, without disrupting each other. like indicated by this Scheme 12, just come and go. We split into this. In fact, it is operating. Because P has four components, P naught and PI. We interpret the last property by writing following glacé, P prime and Q prime as function of P and Q, as indicated by 13. I recall that the general formula, G of P, P equal to, where we normalize it, the rest must 1. Give this, from where you can deduce P naught, where we choose the plus sign, because generally, particle eject toward the future. And sigma is a positive regular function called the kernel or cross-section of the collision. U is the material unit velocity. In order to simplify, we take a moving coordinate in which U naught is 1 and UI 0. E is an unknown function of T called the charge density, and rho, the matter density. In 13, one can compute the scalar function C of Q bar omega, and also the Jacobian of this transformation, which can be expressed in terms of Q bar omega. So that if you come back to the expression of the collision operator, everything just gives a function of P.
What is G?
That is inside. You can expand P prime, Q prime in function of P, Q, omega. And you take an integral with respect to Q bar and omega. It just remains a function of P. The trajectory of the charged particle, I, solution of 15, in which we consider P as an accelerator at the bikoff of 16, because it is well known that in the presence of the electromagnetic field, the trajectory of the particles are deviated, are no longer geodesics. This is the term in F we cancel in the non-charged case. Now you show first easily that G naught is zero from where you have the expression of E directly. So F determines E. And also we assume an invariance of the initial data, if not with respect to a specific subgroup of the special orthogonal group R3. And since UI is not, you have the conservation which is required, 18, and from there you have directly the electromagnetic field. Now, you consider the Euler equations, use the fact that by the work of Jürgen Euler, the first term cancelled, you expect the second term in function of F, and by the Maxwell equation, it cancels also. So you just have the last term equal to zero. We solve directly to give 21. So rho is
now,
not.
Could yeah. We just go back, because you seem to have P being a function of time.
P.
E.
E. E. E,
but I
small, small e.
Small e.
It's a function
of charge.
It is charge, yes.
How can it be a function of time? I thought it was the charge of a particle. Isn't it constant?
We suppose it to vary with the time.
Really?
You think it had no physical sense?
I don't know.
It is just a density.
It's a density.
A density, yes.
It looks
a charge,
like a charge
density.
Of one particle. Is E the charge of one particle, or is it the charge density?
We take E exactly as rho. Rho is the mass density.
Uh-huh.
Rho.
Rho is, I see. Okay, yes. So it's a density. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's a density.
It's a density.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Then it's a function of time.
Okay.
I agree.
We adopt this weighted subspace of L1 as a function space. In fact, it is because of the expression of the stress matter tensor. And we also define this X star with the usual norm, and we show that we have this. In fact, in this talk, we have a mixing of language because the original paper was in French. I saw that it was it was better to leave something as they are. But the language is never a problem as science is concerned. The problem is science itself. You read that L12 is a Banach space. Yes.
We are in Canada. It's supposed to be a bilingual.
So we solve equations by equation. We first begin by Boltzmann fixing A and B. And in view to apply the well-known Cauchy-Lipschitz system, x dot equals some h of t and x, where x is a function from R to a Banach space, with x of 0 equals x naught. There is a general theorem, well known that. That is, if h is continuous with respect to t and locally Lipschitzian with respect to x in the E norm, so the local existence is guaranteed. This here we compute the differences in the second, in the right hand side, and applying this theorem, we have directly the local existence for Boltzmann equation when variable of Einstein equation are fixed with the property 13. Now we move to the study of the Einstein equation. The structure of the Einstein equation shows that the equation of index 2, 2, and 3, 2 has the same left-hand side. So must be the right. And this leads to the constraint that the component 2, 2, and 3, 2 of tau, which is the Maxwell tensor, must be equal. And this is a constraint to study. We are studying an initial value problem for the second order differential system. So we look for solution satisfying 32. And there are, when you are studying the Einstein equation, there are always two problems. That is the problem of constraint and the problem of evolution. Now for the constraint, you have the Hamiltonian constraint. We bring constraint 33 on the initial data. And now concerning this equality of the two components, we bring everything to the initial data and show that if A, B, and C are solved, then the constraint is solved. But it is capital to prove that there is non-trivial solution of that, and we show it by 35. We also show that every is lambda is positive. And B naught, which is the initial data for B naught, is negative. There cannot exist a global solution. Now, to sum up all the constraints on the initial data, we have this formula 37, where P naught at zero is like that. Now, if you consider the formulation of Einstein equation, the 3 plus 1 formulation interpreted the field equation as the time history of the fundamental forms, first and second, then the Hamiltonian constant is right as 41. It is a well-known formula. But in the considerate situation, Kig, which is the second fundamental form, is given by 42. And in 41, trace K is the trace of K, which stands for the mean curvature of the space-time foliated by the time constant slice. We now change variable. Compactification means that we change the variable into compact variable. You follow for that Rendell and Ugla, and we make this in which H is often called the Hubble variable. We also make change for the source term given by 84, 89, 50, where omega is called the normalized energy density, while cuba is the distillation parameter. And we have this, that this new variable are bounded. We were able to show that the Einstein equations are equivalent to this first order equation. The aim is to apply the same theorem. So when we are studying for the Einstein equation, we fix the variable of Boltzmann equation. Here we just look for solution for A and B. And we show that it is equivalent to this first order system. We first show that if lambda is negative, you can never have a global solution. And then using the Cauchy-Lipschitz theorem, we obtain the local existence for the Einstein equation for F fixed. Now, as a direct consequence, we have this for the initial system itself. Now we move to the complex system. You write down the full system, that is the system of PI, to be coupled with all of this. Though it is a high-sized first-order system. That is Einstein and Boltzmann. And in view to apply the same theorem here, we study the differences in the second, or in the right-hand side, and we have these results, 78, 79, also 73, 73, and that, from where, using exactly the same theorem, we prove the existence of local solution. For the couplet system, and then for the initial system itself, we deduce directly this. So the Einstein-Boltzmann system has a local solution, a unique local solution for given initial data. The main problem now is to prove the global solution because there exists no standard tool for that. We now study the global in time, that is, existent on 0 plus infinity of the solution of the complex system, which is equivalent to the first order differential system in this. The strategy is the following. We call 0t the maximal existent domain of the solution we just obtained, and we denote by capital U. If t equal to plus infinity, the problem is solved because we want to show that. Now, if t is less than plus infinity, this is what we did. We pick a t naught between 0 and t. It is in fact open. It is open at capital T. And we was able to show the existence of a local solution of the initial value problem with data at T naught. defined on an interval t naught plus delta, where this is very important, delta does not depend on t naught. So that if you take t naught sufficiently close to t, you can define the solution beyond capital T, which contradicts its maximality. So T is necessarily equal to plus infinity. And then you have this theorem, which summarizes all we need. There exists global solution from zero plus infinity. Now, in conclusion and perspective, we just saw how to prove global existence to the couplet Einstein-Maxwell Bose with positive cosmology constant in bucket of one space time. It is interesting because it should help for a better comprehension of some phenomena in the universe. For instance, setting A equal to B gives, as we pointed out, the Friedman limit to Robertson-Walker space time, which is the basic space-time is cosmology, in which A stands for the cosmological expression factor. We show that A is greater than this exponential function with C positive. We prove that A has an exponential growth. And this confirms mathematically the accelerated expansion of the universe as revealed by astrophysical observation, based on the study on some far-away objects as supernovae. Also recall that the Nobel Prize of Physics last year was awarded to three physicists for the advancement work on the accelerated expansion of the universe. They are solved per meter, not perimeter, per multer, an American cosmologist who received the half part of the prize. And the two other, Brian P. Smith, which is also an American, and Adam Jezza, received the John Lee, the second part. Also, for a better understanding of the phenomena of accelerated expansion of the universe, the notion of dark energy was introduced by cosmology. That is a kind of energy which is unknown in our laboratories, and whose hypothetical and theoretical structure remain an open question in modern cosmology. So is the notion of dark matter. Why do I talk, remember Lavoisier? Remember the French chemist Lavoisier. You must know that the world has to wait for Lavoisier in the 19th century to know that the air exists, the air in which we are. We have to wait for Lavoisier because we don't see the air. Now we know the exact structure of the air, but before that, the air could be considered as a dark matter also. I guess the next Nobel Prize could be awarded on this dark quantity. So the cosmologist in PI now know what to do to bring next in PI, which deserve it. Also, the notion of massive scalar field was introduced in work in progress is also a huge to understand this accelerated model, not only in inflation, which is a variant of the Big Bang theory, including now a very short period of very high acceleration expansion during the first moment of the cosmic evolution, but also for a better comprehension of the structure of the primordial. And for this question, we have a matter here with us. It's Neil Turok. He did a lot for this problem of the early universe. Now, finally, to complete the study we presented above the Einstein equation, we are going to check for the asymptotic behavior, the geodesic complexness, the energy conditions, weak strong dominant due to Hawking, the well-possessedness or continued dependence of the initial data in order to master the stability question. That is to show the way to homogenization as well as we indicated before. Thank you for your kind attention.
That the initial conditions for the phase space density
yes.
were such as to make the density uniform.
So the n, you the small e?
No, just the f of p.
F of p?
Yes.
Yes, assume, the small f.
Right, you assume that it's not a function of x.
Yes.
Independent of x.
Yes, that is what we call homogeneous.
Right.
We intend to consider a more complicated.
Right.
Yes. By letting it depend at least on R. That is radially.
Okay.
Yes. But let us just finish this.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah.
Because the result I show.
Yes.
You have tons and tons of calculation before.
Sure.
That.
Sure.
So if we add the variation with respect to the distance.
No, it's impressive what you've
done.
We
come here to
yes.
look for computers.
Okay. It's impressive what you've done. But this is, so you have gone further than a perfect fluid.
Yes.
Because you include anisotropy.
Yes.
But there's a long way to go to show.
There is a long way.
The general existence.
Yes.
Do you have any ideas about that? Is it possible in principle to prove the existence of the inhomogeneous solutions?
Yes, in that way, we can be able to build a differential system like this.
Hmm.
We will have to deal with partial differential equation
right.
in R,
right.
even if it can take the R, and in T. Yes, we did such a work with Grenda.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it was for the Vlasov, which is the collisionless.
Yes, okay.
So,
in that case, you have proved.
Yes, in the collisionless
right.
only.
Okay.
No, the collision, you see the collision pattern. It is a program by itself.
I mean, it's a huge, it's a huge program.
Yeah.
Villani won the Fields Medal
yes.
for proving that the inhomogeneous equation in flat space
yeah.
reaches equilibrium. You won the Fields Medal for that.
Your
problem is harder. I don't know what medal you
can win. What we can't.
Yeah. Because your this collisional equation really controls the approach to equilibrium.
Yes.
So proving the existence of solutions is not so easy.
Yeah, I see. I see. But I will next propose is just to consider the spherical case that is depending on R before letting the coordinate be independent.
So you're dealing with an anisotropic fluid, right? I mean, anisotropic phase space density, right? You're including that.
No, not in this study.
It does include anisotropy, doesn't it?
Anisotropy.
Yeah. Isn't it included in your?
First, I don't have the same definition. What do you
mean? I mean that the function f of p
yes.
is not isotropic. It's not rotationally symmetric.
What
is it?
That is what I mean. In p.
Yeah.
Yes, we included this invariance.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
That makes it
yes,
symmetric.
Yes.
Okay.
With respect to a specific subgroup of each.
Okay.
Because it's just PI that did not be given as
an just the magnitude.
Yes,
e.
yes.
Is the collision term non-zero in your solutions?
Non-zero?
Yeah, the collision term.
It doesn't vanish. It is the difference
okay.
of two parts.
So it doesn't happen?
No.
Okay.
Sure plus sure mass. The vanishing case is the plus.
Yes.
We already stable there and have.
So there is an approach to equilibrium.
We will see
in equilibrium.
Yes.
What am I saying?
We will study this question of
I mean the collisions should push you towards Maxwell distribution.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But you suppose the problem that will meant that we meant to do that.
Right.
We will consider it as
yeah.
Please let me say once more thank you, Director, who allowed me to visit this wonderful university. You really deserve to drink another glass. Thank you very much.
Okay.